With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Digital footprint is a big thing in the case here against Richard Allen. And we're talking about the geofencing. We can talk about the pinging. But also, what about just the content of the phone, of his phone, of his computers, of anything. I mean, things like that, I imagine they have looked at. I mean, in I don't know, 99% of the cases that we talk about, there's just a plethora of free flow of what's going through the killer's mind. And I would imagine, you know, if just this is such an out of character thing for him to go from being the CVS guy that people know and are good with, to all of a sudden one day he decides to go murder these girls and do a Odinistic ritual in the woods. Maybe some Googling has gone on to determine how to do this, or showing an interest or a penchant for it. It's not just a, hey, I think I'm going to go do an Odinistic ritual and kill these two girls as I'm out for a lovely walk today.
After leaving his mom's house.
After leaving his mom's house.
That's their story, that he decides to leave his mom's house. Says, you know what? I'm gonna go over to the bridge and I'm gonna find a couple of victims I'm in the mood to murder. After, you know, I'm a 48-year-old man, show known indications of doing anything like this. There's, because look, the what we know is that the defense at least has alleged that nothing on his phone connects him to the girls, mm-hmm. connects him to Odinism, that nothing on any of his devices does either of those things either.
Yeah.
So we know that. I mean, they've stated that in their pleadings, that there is absolutely no evidence that Richard Allen knew any of these dudes, that Googled any kind of Odin type stuff,
yeah.
had any connection to these guys, or had any connection to the girls whatsoever. So, I mean, that's compelling. You know, like their biggest challenge is going to be getting over the confessions. Like, because people have a tendency to think that mental illness is bullshit, which is crazy to me, but there's plenty of people out there that just don't buy it. And those are the same folks that you're going to have to try to convince that he's admitting to something that he didn't do.
Yeah.
Because that's the normal response from, again, normal human beings are like, I would never confess to something that I didn't do ever. I don't care what they're doing. They could torture me all like for 10 days and I'd never confess to that. Sure you wouldn't.
Until you've been tortured for months on end, which is essentially what was going on, which is insane to me to begin with, that this is like, yeah, that's what they did. It's okay. Oop-de-doo, Bob, business is normal. Like, what the fuck? Like, there's no accountability for this.
I know.
Like some, there's a lot on the line here too with Delphi, because if he is found innocent of all of these crimes, his treatment in jail, in prison, in all the decisions that were made out of that county, that's going to turn into a very large lawsuit against everything. Look what happened. I mean, if you go back to the case in Wisconsin, making a murderer. I can't think of
Stephen Avery.
What's that?
Stephen Avery.
Yes. I should know that. I'm from there. he was charged earlier on with another crime, ended up suing the city of Manitowoc for millions of dollars right before they're supposed to pay. He suddenly found guilty of another murder. Oops, we don't have to pay anymore, which, again, seeing the track record of Delphi, wouldn't be surprising to see if that's how this plays out over the next couple of years. Not to say that we haven't seen this before, but there's a lot riding on this, because if they're wrong, they're really wrong, and they're going to pay a heavy price for it. All the more reason to make this look like he did it. But again, there's so many hurdles to get over to do that.
For real. Yeah, it's going to be, and the one thing that was evident, it's going to be a hard-fought trial.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that was the first time I've been waiting for 2 years to see some actual litigation in this case.
Yeah.
You know, because the only thing that we had really seen was like a safekeeping hearing like last June.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of actual litigation on actual motions, this is the first that I've seen any of the lawyers perform. And they were all up to the task. You know, it's going to be a hard-fought trial. McClelland was chomping at the bit. You know, he was ready for his cross-examinations. And he comes hard. You know, he comes hard at their witnesses. You know, he's not shy about being aggressive on cross. So, you know, I fully anticipate this is going to be a very, very hard-fought case. Probably with a lot of sniping back and forth during the course of that trial. Like, and as critical as I've been of Gull, I give her plaudits for her allowing them, both sides, to just litigate this shit for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we went to 6:30 night or day two, and then we went to 8:30 mm-hmm. on day three. So she let them go.
Yeah.
You know, and she let them get their stuff in. She kind of created that monster by not getting these things scheduled more timely, but you know, at the point where she's handling it, I thought she did a great job in terms of like letting that get litigated.
Yeah.
And we'll see how she comes down. I don't anticipate that she's going to grant any of their motions. I certainly don't think she's tossing the confessions out. But I do think that in a limited circumstance, she's going to allow some of the third party stuff to come in, which for the defense could be a blessing.
Yeah,
you know, like which would force them not to lean into that. Because I get the sense that Rosie is more of the mindset, let's go forensics, let's destroy the timeline aspect. And I think that Baldwin is more like, I want to go after this third party thing. I think these are the guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you've got this, because these guys aren't partners mm-hmm. in their private practices. So in every individual attorney is going to have their own concept
sure.
on how to try a case. So it's interesting to see. You know, they've got to play nice together and try to make a cohesive, decision in terms of how they're going to proceed with the defense on it. But, you know, again, to me, the strongest evidence is that forensic stuff, and that's what you lead into it.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.